This podcast is a ministry of New Song Christian Fellowship in Louisville, Kentucky. Today's message, I Am With You Always, was offered by Pastor Burt Moore. It was recorded on March 10th, 2019. It's our prayer that God will use it to begin and reveal something new in you. God bless.
Does this coat make me look fat? Yes. Yes. All those clothes made me look fat. So this last weekend, I had the opportunity to go up in Wisconsin and hang out with my grandson, one of my grandsons. And this is the grandson that I've never really been able to spend much time with. And I seen how he functioned at home. You know, sometimes our grandkids function differently alongside you parents than they do the grandparents. So I had these night terrors of meltdowns and breakups and all that. But you know what? God gave him and I, in my opinion, a bonding time that was just precious. And we had a great time. But in that adventure, they had 30 to 40 inches of snow up there in Wisconsin where we were. And so they wanted us to go camping. We had cabins, thank God, with heaters and all. But it was so interesting that they wanted us to go outside in this. Heaven forbid, because I see the country today and we get a little snow on the ground and our kids cannot go outside at school. They are not allowed to get too cold. They're not allowed to. They aren't like us old timers who had to go to school uphill both ways. Had to pack large sandwiches for lunch, had to put bread bags on our feet, see? So we know what this hard is all about, but these young kids. But anyways, one of our activities outside was to go and snowshoeing. Well, I'd never been snowshoeing before, so I went out there, and the new snowshoes are really pretty cool. They're all aluminum-based, and they've got all the webbing, and the center pivots and all, and you strap them in. You know what I found was the hardest part of snowshoeing? Bending over to strap myself into them. That was the hardest part about snowshoeing. So you put on all that extra clothes, all that extra stuff, and you still have to bend over to get there. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, my brother Jesus, come into this morning. And I will gladly step aside and let you fill, let you speak, let you come forth and show your sons and daughters, your children, dear God, your loved ones, Lord, what you three have to speak to us this morning. So anoint this time, anoint my mouth, anoint the words that come across, Lord, and may you be blessed and glorified forever, for your word lives on forever in your holy name. Amen. So as Tracy got up and spoke and she began to let you know the things that were on her heart, the Lord spoke to me in the back there and he says, I told you, sons and daughters, I am with you always. I don't think that's me, but maybe it is. So I am with you always. And we think we know what that means. We think we can embrace that. We think we hear it, but when we hit the wall, when we hit the tough times, when we hit the I don't knows in our life, I'm not sure we really realize that. And then he says, Bert, tell my people this morning, I am not going away. I am going nowheres. You cannot shake me off. You cannot walk fast enough. You cannot get in your car and go far enough. You cannot turn your radio up high enough that I am not going to come and capture the hearts of my sons and daughters. I will get your attention, says the Lord. Now, I think that's what I heard him say. I know for me, that was a word for me. And I want you to weigh that word. But I don't want you to weigh that word if you're not going to plant that seed. See, otherwise just put it in the satchel that I heard some old boy on a Sunday morning say that. And just keep it. It's a nice word. But this is when it gets down and dirty for us, is when we are tested on these things. And because I spoke this morning, I will be tested. And I'm ready for the test. And I'm ready for the test because beside every pain, every hurt, everything that the enemy's going to throw against me, the Lord has deposited a cache, a bin, a locker of his goodness. He has buried there for me if I will look. And if I pay attention to my training, I will find that he has put a bright spot in the midst of every test, trial, and tribulation. See, if you know the word says you will have tests, trials, and tribulation. And as I sit and look across the crowd this morning, I know a lot of you is already, you've already endured a lot of tests, a lot of trials, a lot of tribulation. But I'll bet if you could go back, if you'd sit quiet for a moment, you would see where there was a cache of God's goodness, a pod that God had dropped off. If you look in the briars, you'll see where God has left a package just for you rolled up. And you're going to go, how will I know it? You'll know it. Because God has embedded in you that ability to see, for his sons and daughters to see his mark. Because God has branded your heart with his mark of the Holy Spirit. And he says, I want to tell you again, I am not going away. I will dance over you. I will sing over you. I will chase you. And again, the word says, even if I make my bed in Hades, Lord. And we all think, there's some of you out there says, I'm not worthy because, Pastor Bert, you have no idea where I've laid my bed, what I've done, the sins, the tests, the trials, the tribulations that I've gone through, the sins I've done. But God says, I'm coming to pursue you. I'm coming to chase after you. I'm coming to grab a hold of you and to lift you up and to hold you at times, to rescue you. I am not going away. My promise is I will be with you always. And this isn't even the notes the Lord gave me for my sermon yet. It's pretty cool that the Lord really wanted you to have this morning. But here is a piece. In every promise, the Lord says, that I give you, the Lord says, let me do it better than that for them, Bert. Every promise we give them, we, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, every promise we give them has embedded deep within that promise freedom. Holy smokes. The Holy Spirit wants you guys to get this really well. See, you can't see past the problem. But he has made promises. And you're going, I can't remember the promises. I don't know what I don't know that God's ever given me my own personal promises. God gave you a whole book of love letters and promises. So, and in each one of those, there's freedom and hope embedded in those promises, no matter what you're up against. But let's get personal and go, God, what promises? And if you don't know these promises, sit down in a quiet place. And Holy Spirit, can you bring to remembrance the promises that you're out to God, that you three gave me? See, because there's times we're crying out to God, God, I need. Jesus, brother, Savior, Lord, I need. Holy Spirit, is anybody out there? I need you. See, and they all three are one, but yet they each will give you an individual promise to meet that place in your life. He says, I'm not going away, guys. I don't care where you make your bed. I don't care where you run. I don't care where you go. I'm not going away. When Cody got up here and spoke this morning, the Lord showed me a picture. How the Lord can condense this long, what would take me a long time to say, into this short picture of seeing someone stand there. He says, there's a young man, and Cody, this is a word from the Lord for you, that is, and you can let this word go or you can hang on to it, but weigh it, weigh the seed and plant it where you see fit, okay, brother? But there's a man that has crossed over into the promised land. See, Cody got tired of walking in the desert of life. And he says, Lord, how do I cross over into? Because things are big in that land you're going to have me cross into. If Cody could get up here and he'd be transparent, and any of the YWAMers or a lot of you, and you could see transparency, see the fear. There's fears that go along with going into a land you don't know and talking about a Savior. Even though he means everything to you, your breath gets short. Your pulse raises, and you go, are you going to show up? I get up here to speak to you this morning, and my pulse gets quicker. It gets a little warmer up here, and I go, God, if you don't show up, they're going to see who I really am, just a man. And that's really who I am, guys. I'm just a man who wants to be anointed, that wants to be a voice piece, that wants to be. So a young man like Cody, are you 20 yet, Cody? He's 19. An old man like Bert, 58, just turned 58 this month. Thank you. And he went into the promised land so much faster than I did. I drug my feet going to the promised land. Because it was going to be hard work. It was going to expose me. It was going to take the old out of me. And I wasn't sure I wanted to give those things up. Can't tell you what I'm feeling inside. I'm just, my heart's pounding because the joy of these young people. The joy of you guys out there that may have already crossed over. As I was listening to the Daily Audio Bible this morning, early this morning when I got up, yeah, I cheated. I hit the tape thing, and it was playing my reading for me as I was going about things. But after the spies went into the land, and they began to tell all the good things that were going on, the people rebelled against God. And said, this is what we know, and this stinks right here, God. We are going to go back to Egypt, where we had leeks and vegetables and water, and we were under oppression, and we were chained to the wall, and they'd kill us anytime they wanted and abuse us anyway. That was a better life than what we can see you have for us either now or if we cross over. Because if we cross over, they're giants over there. They're established, and how are we ever going to uproot them? And, you know, I as a man, I go, you foolish bunch of people. You didn't see where I stopped Egypt's army. You didn't see where I brought water from a rock, where I had meat flown in for you every day, where I had, you know, the bread that you could pick up. Have you not seen that in a desert like this that I've given you wood for a campfire? And I did there's a cool thing on Google. If you ever Google how much wood would it take for the children of Israel to cross the desert for the 40 years, train car loads, the water, tanker upon tanker upon tanker loads, the food, this, that, and the other. Their clothes never wore out. Their shoes never wore out. And yet we can't see God taking us the next step. And then I go, Lord, where am I being deceived today in my belief? Have I arrived totally into the promised land you wanted for me? Or have I settled to go around the desert a couple more times and I get to end up dying here in the desert? I get to end up dying here not satisfied. Their needs are met, but there ain't a one of them satisfied except just a handful. And God told him, all right, that's fine. We're just going to march around here, and when you're all gone, except these few fellers and their children, their descendants, then I'm going to march them on in to the promise. Have you ever thought about what you're missing sitting in the norm? Accepting, I'm too old, I don't have enough, I can't trust God. Hey, and God may not even be trustworthy. And you know what? God don't mind if you talk to him about that stuff. You know what? God don't mind if you talk to him about anything, as a matter of fact. Because you know what he told us this morning? He says, I am not going away. I am with you always. So the... if I had to put a caption on what I'm going to say this morning, it would be exposing lies and accusations against my living God, a living God, our living God. And Lord, this morning I pray over all of us and myself and my heart and anyone watching or hearing or will ever get a hold of this message, Lord, that you will expose the lies, the accusations, and the unbelief, dear God, that we have allowed in our hearts and on our lives. For Lord, the enemy is sure and he's true that he will come to kill, steal, and destroy. And we've seen that in the lives. There's lives sitting in this service this morning, Lord, where the enemy continues to ride hard upon. You can hear the hooves of the demons of hell on your backside coming at you. And you're not sure whether God will show up. God, expose the lies that are in our hearts, that are in our eyes, that are in our ears, that are in our mouths, that are in our heart, and the accusations that the enemy has put upon us. And show us, Lord, who and what you truly are, what you truly want to be to us. And let these words, Lord, that I am with you always, and I am not going away, my children. We are not going away. We, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, are not going away from you. We will pursue you anywhere. It's in your holy name. So, trying to understand a God that you know very little about is interesting. And when you get that, you begin to make assumptions. You begin to make up stories that fit the storyline or the things that you've seen done or heard. You begin to look at authority figures and you go, that must be what God's like, because they're the ones over me. And we just begin to build a whole facade of deception that we allow to crowd over us. And so I was one of them that grew up in a very rigid religious home. And yet, hear me, I thank God for that home. Because my dad would not have come off that street of alcoholism and rage and anger and every other addiction he was part of, I may not be standing here today. I may not. So I thank God for where I am. But yet, I do not want to be afraid to go back and look at, to dig through and go, is what's in my heart and what my father and my mother and my family taught me, is that what you say is true, oh God? And put those side by side. Car and I have been here in June. It'll be almost 16 years. And it's been an exciting 16 years. It has been one of the most enlightening times for our hearts, for our growth. This has been a place of incubation where see, I've got a farm background, so if I told you there was a baby pig nursery, some of you might get that, some of you going, what? And they do, they actually have nurseries where they nurture the baby pigs till they can get up and go out on their own. Brooder houses where they grow the little chicks and they keep them at a time, then go up. Calf huts where they can take the calves that they want to wean or they pulled away from mom, where they keep them and they get extra care in there. This has been a house of extra care for myself, for my wife. Because let me tell you, and let me put it as clear as things go for Bert, things are going to go for my wife, Carla. Things are going to go for my children, my sons and my daughter, even the ones that are grown. See, when God blesses me, there are blessings that flow. Now don't mistake that they don't have blessings on their own. No, they just get extra. They get the cake, they get the icing, but I get to come put the cherry on top at times because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit wants to bless. He did not come to curse. He did not come to hold back. He did not come to block my way. He did not come to dictate me. See, God's speaking to each and every one of us this morning. But you're not listening, some of you. You don't want to hear what he has to say. Because what he has to say is going to be painful. But he says, even though it's painful, I am not going away. I'm going to be with you. Some of what he's going to say is going to bring up hurts and things of the past, but I am not going away. I come and I have plans to love you, to bless you, to lift you up, to give you a future, to give you dreams, to be a grandfather time and time again, Doug. You've just begun. You've just begun. What is the dream you're dreaming for? I've heard the old thing, well, I'm one of God's children, and because I'm to be humble, I shouldn't ask God for things. Well, brothers and sisters, I gave that one up a long time ago. Because you have not, because you ask not, the word says. And also, if I don't let God know, if I don't speak it out of my mouth to him, he doesn't think I'm very interested in talking to him. If I don't tell my wife, hey, I'd like fried chicken for dinner, which we're not going to do tonight, by the way. I'm just using this as an example. Because she'd go to the store and get a fresh chicken, and we'd have fried chicken, mashed potatoes with homemade gravy. She'd even ask me, hey, do you want a pie with that? and she could do some biscuits. That's the type of girl that God has given me. He's given me exceedingly above and beyond my expectations. And that's where he wants to take you. He says, because I am not going away. So I go to Sunday school, and I have teachers and I have preachers. And the God that they laid out for me was not a kind, loving, warm, fuzzy God that wanted to be with me always. I knew all the don'ts. You've heard me say this before. My God, in the household I grew up with, I knew all the don'ts there were. I cannot say I ever sat down and heard a do, or you can, or I wanna put upon you. But see, my house wasn't the only house like that. There's other houses that were just like that in this audience. There are some of you that taught your children these same things. I taught my children these same things. They knew all the don'ts. And they knew that they were going to hell in the handbasket. Don't you love that phrase? We're all going to hell in a handbasket. I seen a joke one time with a little conveyor belt going, and guy sitting in his handbasket going, said hell in the big fiery door, and he goes, really? See, we're told these things over and over until we begin to deposit that seed and it grows. And what grows is, we don't even know what to call it. What grew in my heart was somewhere between an authority figure who was ready to strike me at any time, but wanted me to get to heaven if I could figure it out on my own. Because there wasn't anybody around sure helping me out figure this thing out. They didn't tell me. I didn't know how to ask. I'm not sure they knew how to ask or to tell me. So dysfunction just totally rolled me into a ball of growing up being dysfunctional, thinking I had it all together, having children who I planted the same things in their hearts, and they're going, I don't even know what to call this. I don't know how to deal with this. Do you trim this? Do you cut it off at the roots? But I don't think I'm supposed to, because it's somewhat alive and it does have God's name on it somehow. Is that making sense, or is Pastor Bert just one weird puppy? That could be. So growing up and trying to figure that all out, I was very confused. And I began to figure out that as years went by, that if that's what God is like, I think I'm going to take my chances in the world. Sorry. Don't mean to disappoint you. But there wasn't a whole lot of positive things going on with God. And you know what? I asked Jesus into my heart as a young man, somewhere in there. But the best I was going to get was the desert. I wasn't going to get the promised land at the way I was going, the way I was talking to God, the way I saw God. In the reading this morning, if you go back and read later today or all, you're going to find out that they pretty much says, God, we see what you can do, but you aren't enough for us. Egypt was enough. And God, he was fiery. What a fiery God. He was indignant. And you can just kind of, if you're hearing me, you can feel that rise up within you. God, if I was you, I would have struck them. And God says, Bert, if I'd have struck them, I'd have had to struck you. I'd have had to wipe you out. And he says, I told you, son, I'm not going away. So great leaders like Moses and those men alongside him bowed down and said, "Lord, please have mercy on your people." God says, "Well, I'm just going to wipe them out, do away with that, and I'll start my new group with you." And these people, Moses was able to come and talk to God and say, "But God, what will these other people of the land think? What will be in their hearts? What will they think about you? God, please don't do that." And God spared him. His anger came to a place where he could reason with people, and he spared him. And as many times as I look back, and if you could see in my heart, and I could be totally transparent to you, you could see where I pushed God to those points time and time and time again. And God says, "I made a promise to them people." And because of that promise, embedded in that promise is freedom for you, Burt Moore. There's freedom embedded in that promise for you, people of New Song, that I'm not going to destroy you, that I'm going to find a way to cross that bridge to you. I'm going to find a way to reach across that gap and grab you. I'm going to find a way to find your heart. And that's what he wants to do for your sons and daughters. I was so part of my journey here was so interesting, and so I had all the rules, the do's, the don'ts. I ran into a leader here, Pastor Jeff Lamont, and his lovely wife, and they nurtured, they loved, they cared for Carr and I and our family. There was other leaders in here, Rob and Jen Hansen. You guys have spent endless hours with our families. And I can go across the crowd and just tell you how much each one of you have taken and sheared the rough spots off Burt Moore. One piece, and it hasn't all been fun, but it's been beneficial. See, because what you showed me by doing that, by staying in the fight with me, is that, Bert, when you get ready to step into the promised land, we're by you. When you get ready to step into the promised land, God is with us. And if God is with us, what can and who can stand against us? And you convinced me to begin to listen to the Holy Spirit. And they said to me, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit says, "We've just begun to teach you." And they says at the base, again, at the base of every problem, Bert, every situation, look around you, for we have embedded our heart for you in those places. And we've done that not to curse you, not to be mean to you, not to reprimand you, but because we want you to learn. We want you to grow. We want you to strengthen as you've never been before. I can go back in my history and find all sorts of reasons to carry on and gripe and to hang on to, you know, lies, hang on to the deception, hang on to my anger. I can find all these reasons. But they have asked me to let these go because they've got something so much better, so much brighter, so much newer. In the land of milk and honey, in the land where there's fruits that are bigger than your head, in a place where, I can't think of his name. I got a buddy I listen to all the time. You're always walking in on me. Graham Cook. Graham Cook goes, he's got a line in there. He says, "Doug, will you come up here and pinch me? I got to make sure that what's going on in my life is real. I got to make sure I'm not just dreaming. Because God's doing such incredible things. God wants to open up and do such incredible things for you. And he's not asking you to go through a whole bunch of acrobats. He's not asking you to roll down the aisles. He's not asking you to give up anything but your rights to these things. He's saying, if you lay down that anger, if you lay down that fear, if you lay down that rights of yours, he says, I'll come and meet you and I'll replace that with fruits that you have not even begun to see. I did have a verse today. I didn't quite give you a whole lot, but Mark 12, 28 through 34. And this was where the scribes had come to Jesus, and they were really grilling him at this moment. And then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceived that he had answered them well, and he asked them, which of the commandments is the number one commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one, and you shall love your Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, he says, is like it. It is this, to love your neighbor as yourself, and there are no other commandments greater than these. That was a revolution to a heart of a man who didn't know God. And it got even more interesting. So the scribe said to him, well said, teacher. So a man who thinks he knows a lot, telling the creator of the universe, of course he couldn't see it, but yet he was close. Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all the whole burnt offerings and the sacrifices. So that's what this religious leader, man, you talk about going against the tide there. This man had seen things and known before his time, and Jesus tells him so. He says, now when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, Hey, brother, you're not far from the kingdom of God. And for another day, there's a whole nother sermon in that piece right there. I mean, a man who, not so much unlike me, was taught and brought up. And when the veil was set aside, when God allowed him to see inside, he saw that those two commandments were everything. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. And then love your neighbors as yourself. And you know what? The rest of the don'ts fade into the distance. These were do's. Jesus gave us two do's. And I'm telling you what, with these two do's, I mean, there's freedom, there's life, there's victory. Who doesn't want to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and body? See, the enemy's going to tell you, well, you're not worthy of that. He's a liar. The enemy's going to tell you, well, you just sinned too much for that, Bert. He's a liar. The enemy's going to, he's a liar, he's a liar, he's a liar. There's days you'll go through and you're just going to bat lies down all day long, and that's okay. That's my time, guys. Because Bert can get to talking and not even look at the clock. But God says, I planted these two do's in there for you, so love me. And in the loving me, find a way to love your neighbor. And I'm still working on that one. I'm working on both of them, actually, but one's harder to work on for me than the other because I want my way. Because I'm a selfish. I'm all the things you could. And when I think I get it straight, the enemy wants to throw accusations at me too. So I'm batting down things a lot. So I want you to embrace the to-dos this morning. I want you to embrace loving the Lord your God with everything within you. I want you to embrace the Lord, I don't know how to love my neighbor. But can you show me? Because every day, Lord, I get tested on this for some reason. As I told you earlier, and Tracy amened me here, so that's the gospel, when she that I will be tested on what I've spoken here. I really believe that. But I think I'm up for the test because in these promises, God has embedded freedom. He's embedded truth. He's embedded the heart of them for us. Amen. All right, worship team, do you want to come up and lead us out of here? And we'll pray. I'm going to ask the team to come up to pray. I know I'm pushing time limits here, but if you need to go, those doors, but if you just want to come up and confirm to seal the deal that, Lord, that is me, that was me, that is where I'm at. I need somebody to partner with me so I can get across those steps. Heavenly Father, as we come, Lord, as they come and prepare, take our hearts, dear God, and prepare us, Lord, for this next step in this journey. Lord, I know we're going to get into heaven. That's good. But, Lord, I want more than that. I want the promised land. I want the ability, Lord, to go in there, and Lord, and maybe even capture some of the captives in that land that I'm about to cross into for the kingdom. I want to see beyond me, dear God, and my stuff and my heart, and I want to see you this morning. For God, I need you, and I want to see for these people here sitting this morning, dear God, and those listening, dear Father, that, Lord, they will be able to see what you have embedded in their trail of life, what you have embedded, dear Lord, in the promises, what you have embedded in the words, dear God, that you've given to them in the dark of night, in the greatest moments, in the moments of eye to eye across the table with a friend. May we be able to take that bedding, dear Lord. And Father, if there be one out here this morning that needs to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord, may they come up this morning, dear Father, and find someone, Lord, and Lord, just be transparent, confess that I need more than where I'm at. May they find that time, may they find that peace, and may they find that rest in you. So please all rise this morning. If you come up and would love prayer, these people are here, these are valued and loved, and saints that want to pray. We'll close out in just a moment. If you got to go, feel free to go.
This podcast is a ministry of New Song Christian Fellowship in Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you for letting us share this message with you. May God bless you in constant and powerful ways. If you would like a copy of today's podcast, please send us an email to nslk@nslk.org. God bless.